B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Turn your radios up. Mike's ready to rock ya.
Good afternoon, everybody. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli here on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. A lot going on again, and not a lot of it is positive, unfortunately, in the sporting world and in the world as well, unfortunately. Not a pleasant time right now. Phone number, as always, 610-632-0975. Andrew in my usual spot, Natalie in her usual spot. And as always, whenever I'm in this seat, I start with the word of the day. And the word of the day today is trust. Very Sesame Street. The word of the day today, as usual, it's trust. And this is, just stick with me for 1 second. All right. So yesterday, we talk about the owners, MLB owners. They come forward with a plan, if you want to call it that, in which the best players in the game will play half the games and get paid 20% of the money. That was their offer, with the hopes that the Major League Players Association would counter that and get games. The thinking all along was that June 1st is sort of the deadline to get something done in order to have spring training and then have the games. All right? Trust. Now, Max Scherzer comes forward. He says he sees no reason to make any financial concessions to said owners. And in fact, the MLBPA has now completely ignored that offer and has responded with their own, where it's prorated salaries and 100 games. And there are people out there who are saying, you know what? I am mad at everyone. But this goes back to trust. And I'm going to get there in 1 second. So, the question is why? Why are they so far apart? Are they just greedy? Are they just crazy? Why are they so far apart? You know I'm big on math. Yesterday we were caping for math. Big on math. So it appears that the only way that the owners could make things work is if some owners shared a little bit more with other owners. You see, the players could get that prorated salary. They might have to take on some debt. But again, we're talking about billionaires taking on some debt that they'll definitely get back in the future. But that would mean the Yankees, maybe even the Phillies, and some other owners might have to cut some extra checks to teams like Tampa. And now Oakland would get a check, but I don't know how, because that owner's worth $2 billion. But some of the markets that don't do so well, Boston would have to write a check. No, they're not going to do that. They want the players to pay for all of this. And the question is why? Because it's very obvious. You do not need to be smart anyway or be any. You don't need to know anything to know that the players do not trust owners. Also, by the way, Scherzer mentioned, the owners are doing this proposal with their books completely closed. And the players are not allowed to look. So, again, the players don't trust the owners. But you want to know why? And this is where the owners always win. That's why whenever there's a situation like this, you follow the money. And again, you don't follow the millionaires in a situation this large. You follow the billionaires. And there's a lack of trust between the owners. But they'll be quiet about it, because it looks bad if Boston and New York and Philadelphia talked about how Pittsburgh got revenue sharing money for a couple of years and then cut the payroll. Yes. So the Pittsburgh Pirates, they get money for free in the past. They've gotten it from the revenue-making teams from the large markets. The L.A. teams, the Dodgers, spent a ton of money. They gave it to teams like Pittsburgh and some of these other teams. And what did they do? They didn't spend the money like they were supposed, like it was designed to do. No. They put that money in their pockets and cut their payroll. And you don't think right now that L.A. and Philly and Boston and New York, those teams know that if they write a large check right now to the other owners to make this season work, they know that they're not going to reinvest it into their players. They know that those guys aren't going to spend because the owners don't trust the owners. And they also know that if they keep their nice small 30-some brethren together enough, they can always blame the players and the people will always buy it. But it goes back to trust. The owners don't trust each other to do the right thing with the money. And this is how we get to where we are right now. And it stinks. It stinks. I know there are people out there saying, I don't want a baseball season. I am not one of those people. I want a baseball season. I care about the game of baseball. But until there's some trust between either the owners opening the books and letting the players see their actual revenues, or those owners can get on the same page, there will be no season. And the players, I want to say, there are people who disagree, blah, blah. I applaud them. When someone says something ridiculous to you, when someone gives you an offer that is insane, your only duty is to respond with something insane. You don't respond, oh, 20% pay cut. Okay, how about 50? And then they respond with 40, 30, no. When someone says something ridiculous to you, you can't respond calm, like you can't. You can't. So the players did the right thing. But then that adds another question. Yesterday we were asking it. Do you think there will be a baseball season? New stuff comes out. None of it good. We're getting very close to the, this was supposed to be the pivotal week. June 1st was the day. They're very far apart. Andrew, Fanatic Baseball Show. I hope you get to do it. I truly do. Seeing where we are now with these new developments overnight, Scott Boras saying, nope, don't do a darn thing. Do you think there'll be a baseball season?
I still do. We had a caller yesterday. I still remember that was like, yeah, no, I don't think that we have a baseball season. And like, it's sad to hear people bringing that up. Like, people are very certain that they're not going to have a season. I still believe that they do.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if it's more so my heart or, you know, wanting baseball to return. Part of me thinks, you know, when they first put out that initial story, the 50-50 revenue split, right. In that same story, it said the owners as a collective group would lose a total of $4 billion. Now, divide that by 32 owners, you know, right. That's how much money they would lose. Some teams losing more because of, you know, markets, big markets, small markets, of course. They're not going to want to lose money. They will still make money, even though they might have to pay their players more than they want to, which they should, because this latest proposal is absolutely ridiculous. What you were given the numbers yesterday. Why should Bryce Harper, who's supposed to get 27.5, not get 14.25, but get $7 million? Like, why should he lose $20 million? Yes, he's losing half of the season if they play 81 games. That's fair. Fine.
Everybody, the players have agreed to
that. Yes, they wanted to do that.
They're good with that.
All right, I'll play half the season. I'll do half the work. I'll get half the pay. That's fine. Okay, cool. But the owners also want to do this extra pay cut, which is ridiculous. Ultimately, I think they don't want to lose a full year of revenue. And even though they won't get in concessions, they won't get it in parking, and we don't know how much they get, right? You've been bringing up the books constantly.
Yeah.
The big thing is the TV money.
Right.
The big thing is the ad revenue, not just on commercials, but when you go to the stadium, you see, you know, beer company on the outfield,
absolutely,
right?
Yep.
You see that you go to Citizens Bank Park, you look at the scoreboard. They have all around the scoreboard, there's like eight different advertisers right there.
You
lose
all
that money.
Right.
So ultimately,
behind home plate, and
yes,
all that stuff.
So I think ultimately there will be a season. I think they will find an agreement. I think it's still going to be ugly. I think we're going to hold our breath until June 1st. I think it's going to be a 11:59 p.m. deadline deal is finally agreed upon, and that there is a season, and that I think ultimately players do want to play. I think they do want, they just want their money.
Yeah,
and I think owners will eventually go, okay, we'll give you your money.
We'll get into more of the specifics of this. Also today, it's official. The NFL pass interference rule thing, it's gone officially as of today. They did a terrible job with it. Whenever they bring it back, if they choose to bring it back, they should bring it back correctly. It was a joke. It was a knee-jerk reaction. And the fact that they couldn't execute it shows you once again, the NFL many times is incompetent, but it doesn't matter. They're bulletproof. No one cares that they're incompetent. But this was not hard. And they still messed it up. They mess up. The NFL messes up more easy things than any human or any business in the history of Earth.
They're just doing too much.
Basically, let's not even use the whole history. From Ray Rice forward. From Ray Rice forward to the fact that if we remember, Ray Rice told the truth.
He did.
And the commissioner goes, so, knocked her unconscious in the elevator. Huh? And Ray Rice is crying, but told the truth. We know what he did was wrong, but he was honest.
Yes.
If anything else, the one thing he knew was to tell the truth.
Yep.
Honest. You can trust him to be honest. And they go, two games.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
And from there forward, they get everything wrong. It doesn't matter. So that, and then there's one big elephant that I want to talk about. And that's what's happening in Minnesota. Maybe I should have talked about it yesterday with George Floyd and passing away on video and people saw it. I'm not talking about this as some political thing or some topic. What I'm saying is I'm seeing now that there are riots and different things happening. And now it's hot take season for a very major issue in which on video, once again, we see a human being die. Like, I don't think that that's taking a side by saying we see on video a human being die. We see a person breathing. And then we see a person stop breathing on video. And there's a lot of hot takes. And then there are people who reach out to me and say, Tyrone, people that don't look like me necessarily, they say, Tyrone, how can I help you? And I'm going to answer that question. I don't have an answer for that. I am not smart enough to solve this thing, and I'm not going to sit here and pretend that I'm smart enough. But I will say this. There are people, once the rioting or whatever you want to call it, things happen overnight.
Yeah.
You get people that then cite Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The one thing you could do for me is stop. Now, Andrew, could you get the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. on the show today?
Possibly? No, I cannot.
Well, why?
Because he was killed.
Oh, wait, he didn't die of old age?
Nope.
Oh, so the man that they say, oh, all of you guys who are frustrated or hurt or whatever, you should act like him. That didn't save his life?
No, it didn't.
He's still not with us. Have him on today?
Mm-mm.
So even though he was the model, the perfect victim, it didn't save his life, right?
No.
It did not. So, all right, stop saying that, because that says me as just a guy, a radio producer sitting in his chair. If being like that didn't save him, don't say that to me, because that's you as a friend telling me that I'm doomed. Friends don't tell friends that they're doomed. Now, I don't need to get into all what the specifics of the story, blah, blah, blah. But when people react and ask what to do, do not tell me that I need to be the perfect victim when the perfect victim still got killed. Don't tell me I'm doomed and say you're being a friend. 610-632-0975. We'll have Corey Simon on at 4 o'clock. A lot to get to today. Baseball, I'm fired up. We're going to have a fun show, I promise. But I felt like this was an issue so large, I needed to address it right at the top. And we'll do whatever with it, what the people decide to do with it. I am not here with any sort of an agenda. But please, if you want to help me, stop telling me to stop bringing that up, because that would not save me, because it didn't save him. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
Nice.
It's just in the rotation. I like this. It's good song to open with. Let's breathe a little bit. All right, it doesn't have to work. All right, 97.5 for that. NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. 610-632-0975. 2 o'clock hour, brought to you by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors, visit Ferguson's Connor location on North 7th Street in Philadelphia today for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. And it's time to open the Twitter poll as well. And that's brought to you by Paul B. Moyer and Sons. Need a new mower, zero turn, or other outdoor power equipment? Paul B. Moyer and Sons, they have it all. Order online at paulbmoyer.com or by phone with safe contactless pickup in Doylestown. Natalie, what's the poll today?
Thanks, Ty. Today's poll, who are you blaming more for the issues with baseball? 24% are saying the players, 76% going owners. So majority of early votes indicate people are blaming the owners.
The owners, yes. 610-632-0975. Now, if anybody was upset about the George Floyd situation and what I said, I apologize. This is a sports station. You're correct. I thought that this issue was large enough, and there have been people reaching out to me asking how they can help, and I thought having a platform for a day, that was why. We do not need to talk about it further because I'm still mad at the Major League Baseball owners. Just want to make that clear. Now, before we get to the phones, and we'll get to everybody right there, 610-632-0975, is we have to again remember that these guys are taking advantage of the fact that people just want baseball. They just want games, and they're taking advantage of the fact that a lot of people are suffering. When people are suffering financially, they want an escape. Baseball in the summertime is Americana. I mean, we're almost into June. I would have been to probably four games by now. Like, I'm busy. Sixers would have been playing and stuff like that, but I still would have been. Sunday day games are pretty nice this time of year before it gets too hot. I'd have been at some of those. Saturday night, I think it was a couple games with Natalie last year. We were at a couple games last year. My wife, we were all at the games last year having a good time. Going to baseball is awesome.
Yeah.
And the people know that. I get that baseball has its problems, but going to a baseball game is awesome. But the owners don't trust one another, and they're using the fact that we don't trust the players because they're greedy and they're this, that, and the other thing. They're using all this trust and mistrust to put us where we are right now. And let's not forget that when the players agreed to the prorated salaries, they thought that was the agreement, end of story. And then the owners decided, no, that's not the agreement. The players signed off on that almost unanimously. Like, oh, yeah, you mean, yeah, why would you pay me? Harper's like, why would you pay me $27 million for half the games? Of course not. The players did that without a question. If they were greedy, they could say, I don't know, pandemic's not my fault. Give me my money. They didn't do that. They could have easily, it would have been wrong morally, but I'm saying you easily, as a negotiation ploy, they could have easily said, what? Pay cut? Nah, dog, I'm here. I'm here. What you talking about? You're not there. You the league. I'm saying the league closed. The players can say, what you talking about? I'm ready to play. Pay me. They didn't. They took that cut. And then the owners went extra. Why? Because the owners don't trust the owners. And we'll talk to Corey later. And it's complicated. I'm simplifying it for a reason. I'm simplifying it because it gets simplified the other way far too often. Oh, well, the players should just take less and shut up. That's said all the time. It's not complicated when it deals with the players. So I'm simplifying it on the other side, just to understand the motive, because we all heard shut up and play. We hear that all the time, right? You hear that all the time from callers, social media, right? You hear that, right?
Yep, all the time.
It's just part of the deal. So what I'm doing is saying, owners just cut the checks. No one tunes in to see you. You're getting rid of your minor leaguers. Without your major league players, you have nothing. So tighten it up.
Right. And I think that Scott Boras memo that went out is going to go a long way, which is part of the reason why I think ultimately they do play, because
he's got a lot of stroke.
Yeah. And I think the owners listen to that. I mean, if the owners don't make a change, there are going to be Boras clients that don't play. Now, not everybody is a Boras client. We could have one of those strike things where they're scab players, right? Like, it's possible, right? There is a possibility that you could have Andrew Knapp goes, I have a chance to be a starting catcher.
Yeah, I'm a plumber. Yep.
For 82. Oh, JT's not playing?
Right.
I'm gonna try to hit 250 and get a job somewhere else.
And then there's the question of will they be free agents, blah, blah, blah. You see, the one thing that the owners can't solve is the virus.
Right.
They can't solve the virus. So a player doesn't have to say, oh, I'm not playing because you're shorting me the money. I'm not playing because I don't feel safe. And not a single person can say that they're lying, because we're not 100%, none of us listening, watching, or any of the three of us, none of us are sure that it is safe. Like, we don't know.
Right.
Yeah.
We think, we hope, we think the protocols are going to be good, but we don't know that it's safe.
No, nobody does. There's not one person, not even the experts, can say this is 100% foolproof.
Therefore, I'll go to court. I still get my year of service. I'm still a free agent. Virus wasn't my fault. It was an act of God. Same as a hurricane. I still get paid for rainouts, don't I? Well, this is a big rainout. So that's why I'm doing this, but I want to talk about it. Do you think there'll be a season? And are you angry that the players came out with a proposal that's basically not going to happen because the owners came forward with a proposal that basically wasn't going to happen? You don't counter foolishness. You silence foolishness, all that stuff. The owners came with foolishness, and the players didn't quibble with it. They didn't go, oh, yeah, let's talk about it. Let's discuss. You want to take an 80% pay cut? I don't know, man. They didn't do that. They just said, nah, you'll give me my full prorated pay. That now is up to the owners. At some point, the owners, the people that actually write the checks, are going to have to say, all right, we'll do something. Because if they don't, there won't be a season.
No.
And they have days to do it. And the clock is ticking because, and maybe not June 1st, but there is
the 15th?
There is a time in which it's too late because these pitchers do have to throw. That's a fact. Even if you think that the guys are taking BP and everything else, these guys have to throw.
Right.
Yes. Yeah.
And they need to do some throwing against major league hitting to get ready for the season. That's a statement of fact. So there is a limit. And if you say it's going to take 3 weeks, okay, so you get to June 15th.
Right.
Now we're at July 7th, so you missed the 4th of July weekend, which you do not want to do.
No.
You want to open
America is looking
weekend.
Forward to right. baseball on the 4th of July.
You got to have it to where over the crowd, rather than over the seats, it's a giant American flag looping the whole facility wherever those games are being played. If it's at the link, that every seat has to have either individual flag, that has to be Americana Central. But if they mess around, and this is not us being a hyperbole, they're close to where they would miss it based on the timeline.
Yep, and Bob Nightingale of USA Today actually said June 6th.
Is like the drop dead date.
You got to kind of make a decision. You don't have to make it by June 6th, but that was the date that he put out there.
Right, and again, they could come back and then say, well, once the weather gets really bad, we'll start in Florida, we'll do this, and then we'll only play in Arizona and certain places in November.
Do that, though. It's just too much.
I agree, but that's why I'm saying. But I'm the only workarounds are L.A., San Fran weather stinks, Arizona. Florida, you can still get by domes.
Right.
So I guess Minnesota, you would have to then move to domes in non-rain or snow places because too often in Cleveland, and they're usually a good team, and Boston, they're usually a good team.
The Twins, Minnesota, plays outside.
Oh, they're back outside again.
They're back outside.
So I forgot. That's out.
They're a decent team.
Right.
You know, what if they get into the playoffs right. and there's a foot of snow on the ground?
Right. And you can't have the Yankees. And here stinks.
Right.
Here stinks. So that's the concern. 610-632-0975. Ian in Newark, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Ty, what's your opinion on this on size kick? Do you like this rule?
Oh, that happened during the commercial break. They got rid of that. So it's just.
Oh, they did? Okay, yeah. Thank you. All right.
But the problem with it is it goes right back to the other onside kick, which is impossible with the new kickoff rules.
Yeah, but don't you think, though, that's the team's fault for being down 7 or 10? I mean,
no.
You're rewarding the team.
No, you're not.
Yeah, you are. So if you're down, this is why, though. It should be 4th and 30, not 4th and 15, because you get the ball back and you get a holding call, and then they get the ball back. It has to be 4th and
30. So don't hold. You see, what you just said, if they get the ball, if it's 4th and 30 and it's a defensive holding, it's still an automatic first down.
Yeah, but they did get rid of it, though. I'm just glad about that because they come with that.
But the problem is, so throughout history, an onside kick was, one, exciting for the fans. And two, a way to possibly get back in the game. For safety, they stopped the overloads on the onside kick, making it basically impossible to recover it. So why should teams that are down 7 in 2020 be more at a disadvantage than teams that were down 7 in 2017 or 2007 or 97 or 87?
Well, all right. Well, let me take a minute. This is my opinion. Now, Max Scherzer,
I don't mind the opinion. I'm just saying.
Okay. No, I didn't know they got rid of it. I thought it was going through. Now, Max Scherzer is talking about the top-tier players, right? Now, wouldn't you think 70% of the players with this new offer, they would play, though, don't you think?
70%, no.
You don't think so?
70%, no. No, I do not think 70%. More than half, yeah. 70, I think, is a little high. And I also, because unlike in some other sports, like in football, the big-time players, there's like resentment towards them. In baseball, everyone wants to be that big-time player.
Okay, so that makes sense.
So by playing, you're actually giving the owners an excuse to lower your future salary if you become a big-time player. All of these guys think that they're going to have a breakout year and get paid.
That makes sense. Now, Ty, don't you think baseball is a chance to get back at Scott Boras? That's why I don't think baseball is coming back, because I think the owners hate these agents, especially Boras, though.
They do. But here's the thing. According to MLB's reports, because we don't get to open the books, revenues have gone up basically every year for like 17 straight years. The last 4 years, salaries have been flat. So where's the money going? It's going into the owner's pockets. So if you're a lesser player right now, it's one thing if your Knapp doesn't think he's going to be a star. I don't think. But then again, he is still a pro athlete. He may believe he's going to be a star. You go ahead and cross the stars. What you end up doing is, let's say lightning in a bottle happens. Now, Knapp, I think Knapp came back, lefty. Let's say something happens. Real Muto sits out. Let's have fun for a second.
Okay.
Oh, man, what are we going to do at catcher? You got no problem at catcher. Knapp hits 310. Knapp's now a free agent. Sorry, Knapp. Because you played under that dumb 20%, big 80% pay cut rule, in the next CBA, they made it to you. A catcher's making 310. Nah, you go make $4 million. You look like a damn fool. Like everyone thinks, if you're a player, you don't think that Nick Williams still believes that if he goes to another team, he'll be a star corner outfielder. Like, he still thinks he can make $20 million a year.
Gabe Kapler held me back. I'm gonna go to, you know, Texas Rangers, hit 25 home runs. Boom, I get paid.
Boom. But if by playing with this pay cut, and basically what that pay cut becomes is a salary cap, that means when you become a big-time player, the players that you said were bad, oh, Bryce, you're a terrible person. Oh, Trout, you're so bad. I can't believe you, JT. When you go to get paid, now you can't get paid. So that's why, I'm caping for the math. I don't really care about the players themselves. At the end of the day, Bryce Harper, like, I really rock with Bryce Harper. I like Nola. Like, just player, but for the most part, I'm rooting for the clothes. Like, if you're on the Phillies, I'm rooting for you.
Yeah.
There's a few people that are different.
Yes.
But at the same time, this isn't cool. This situation isn't cool, even if I am just rooting for the clothes. Like, if I have some nobody that I don't know in right field, or they got to put McCutcheon in right and somebody else in left because Harper's sitting out, that's not as enjoyable for me. I'll want them to win, but it won't be as enjoyable because he's a real star player. Brandon in Port Richmond, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how you doing, guys? Tyrone, Natalie, big fans of you guys. I agree, too, with the Phillies thing, man. I'm like a big Star Wars supporter, too, and not being able to go to the stadium on May the 4th is not fun. I'm a big Bryce guy, too, man, so, like, this is kind of disappointing. I don't get to see Bryce have this awesome season I thought he was going to have. You know, and I'm hearing talks, too, that we were going to keep Arrieta.
No, he's back. He's locked to be. He's definitely back because he exercised that player option, and because he couldn't get paid what he's going to get from the Phillies this year on the open market, not by a long shot.
Yeah, and it's, you know, we had a big problem with him last year, too. You know, he had that, whatever happened with that Mets player he almost got in a fight with, and I just really was ready to see, like, an attitude change, to see, like, this, you know, this nice pitcher come up and hopefully have a good season.
Nah.
Really, I'm just going to be quick. I just wanted one thing for you. I wanted to hear you guys talk about with the Flyers. I know I'm changing gears here, going to hockey, but, you know, we almost had the first seat in our, you know, division, wherever it was, and, you know, I think we were half a game behind the Caps.
Yeah.
Now, with this tournament-style season or playoff starting, like, you know, how do you guys feel about that? I kind of think that we're you know, kind of getting screwed out of our great position we had. And
No, not at all. We had Chris Tarrant on yesterday. No. They were fourth before because the way they had it set up. And they were close to moving up, but I think they were still like 11 points behind Boston. They could possibly get the one seed based on a three-game round robin. And worst-case scenario, they're in the same fourth spot that they would have been anyway. No. The Flyers, whoever the fourth seed in the West, I didn't look at the standings. They're the winners in all of this. The 2-4 seeds are the winners, and the 1 and the 2 seeds kind of are the losers in this situation. Right, Ed? What do you think?
Right, yeah. You got Boston and Tampa. They're like, uh-oh. Wait a minute. We're first to fourth in a round-robin tournament.
Like, what's this? Three games? My guy's knocking the rust off? We coming right straight off a pandemic.
Yeah, so no, the Flyers, any fourth seed in this situation wins.
Yeah, the Flyers.
You're not gambling anything.
No. The worst, and that means you can try different line combinations.
Yep.
If there's an injured guy, I'm speaking in a blanket thing, who you want to work back in, hey, let's see how it works with this guy. You have, because worst case scenario, if you're the Flyers, still the four.
With house money here.
Right. Oh, man, we got to limit Drew's ice time. He's coming back. He's a little bit older because he's the vet on the team,
right,
like of the real contributors. Oh, we, you know what? We'll double shift somebody else, give him a few less minutes of ice time. If we lose, so what? We're still, no. Flyers house money completely. So I actually think that the Flyers, and Chris Tarrant also mentioned this will be unpredictable, but he liked their chances with the young legs. I'm going to trust him because he knows better than me.
Yeah.
Former
player.
Yeah.
So, sure, Chris.
Well, and he knows, he really understands exactly what it's going to take to win,
right,
in this type of, environment.
And if it's a 5-game early, you might be able to jump on a squad with these young guys. Provorov jumping up into play.
Yeah.
You're up 3-0 in the game real quick. You're up 2-0 in that series. Boom, boom. Now you go back to, I guess, to the hotel and rest.
Right.
Go back to sleep.
Yeah, usually they're like, oh, yeah, you
took
Let's some
go rest. Out.
Now you're like, well. Also, it appears that all the leagues are going to have to pick which family members can actually come.
Now, that's going to be interesting because...
Now, what happens if you're a player?
Uh-huh.
And I promise, everybody that's on the line, I'm going to get to you. I promise. But just allow me to do this for 1 second, please. So you're a major league player or an NHL player.
Uh-huh.
Hypothetically. And you have the wife... And you have the girlfriend.
Well, and that's what everybody's saying. The side chicks are going to learn real quick.
But here's the problem. What happens if you're sitting there going, I get done with the game. I got to deal with the kids yelling. We're all kind of cooped up in a rented condo. I don't want to deal with this. Are there any players, any people who, are there any wives that find out that they're the side pieces?
Yeah.
They get left home, but the girlfriend's back at the condo.
No, that can't. That's not gonna fly. I mean, look, you
I'm
never
not gonna
know.
Fly, but
you never know what somebody's arrangement is, and I don't think it's fair to say.
No. I'm saying, what happens if they're like, "Honey, I need to be focused. This is a short amount of time. It's the summertime now. Kids are out of school. Well, I'll pay for a nanny. Like whatever thing you work out. But I think it would be best if I could just be fully focused.
You don't think that wife's gonna be like,
Yeah, I'm. And then what you would say is.
Oh, you're going...
No, not Vegas, because that's the West.
Yeah.
What if it's Pittsburgh? What am I going to do in Pittsburgh, honey?
Right.
What am I doing in Pittsburgh? And then you bring the side piece. You're relaxed. Have a great run, win the cup. Go back to the wife. I'm just saying, do you think it's possible, Natalie?
No.
So
but
you
I think
all
but
the
I...
side pieces are going to get left behind? Or will the side pieces on their own dime go out to the hub city... I'm here.
No.
Why are you in Pittsburgh?
Look,
what are you doing here?
I feel like, you know, with all these extraordinary circumstances, if there is a side piece for whoever, they would
hypothetical.
Right.
It wasn't about the Flyers, it was about NHL
NBA. Yeah.
And
so
NBA,
like
them both
like
themselves.
You know that if you're the side chick, like you're probably not going to Disney World. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm
like, you're probably not going to Disney World if you're the side piece when there's like a wife and children at home.
I'm in Orlando on the Lanai.
Mm, they're not going to Disney. Look, I'm just.
Disney World's
maybe,
not open, right?
Look, maybe the side chick will go to Pittsburgh, but the side chick's not going to Disney World.
They're talking about having a limited.
By July.
In July.
Okay. Yeah.
So by the time they start hooping, I'm just at the park.
Oh, hey, Princess Jasmine.
Yeah, like. All right. I'm just. I'm just saying. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show. The Fanatic.
Yeah,
is this thing still on?
Yeah, we let it breathe. I wish I was a little bit taller too. I'd be in the NBA. I would have. I'd be out by now. But I would have been in the NBA if I was a little bit taller.
You think so. You would have made it?
I know I would have made it.
Yeah.
Don't let me get 6'6". Come on.
Fair.
Yeah. 610-632-0975.
Did I miss?
Huh?
Did I miss anything?
Where'd you go to get coffee?
Yeah.
Oh.
Listen, long day for you.
Yeah.
We appreciate you doing a double duty, Andrew.
And I don't like asking other people to go get me coffee.
Well, just listen. You let it breathe.
All right, so I can take my deep breath now.
Yeah, relax.
I'm dying, man.
Relax.
I saw the time. I said, oh.
Uh-oh. We're all friends. Okay. We're all friends here.
Running in.
Listen, it's all fine.
It's all good here.
It's all good. All right? It's
not
good.
Hey, Mom.
Yeah, there you go. It's not so good for the MLB owners.
No, it's not. Mm-mm.
Not so good for them. Mm-mm. Not necessarily so good for us as fans having a baseball season.
No.
Not so good. But it's and not so good with the pandemic.
No. No, it's still awful.
Yeah, it's possible that in Philly, in a week from 8 days,
yeah.
Outdoor dining.
Uh-huh.
That happens. Well, Nat, I'll text you.
Me
and the missus.
Come to Fishtown.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
No, I'm looking forward to, you know, everything opening back up safely. But it's just, you know, it's these minor inconveniences of everyday life. And I know these are petty problems, but you like to go and get a cup of coffee. And now you either have to wait for 45 minutes in a drive-through line, or you have to order it online and then you have to go pick it up.
Yeah,
it's
really,
like, you just
really
remember... You just remember the days when you could just run in and grab a cup of coffee. Well, as somebody who kind of scrambles for time.
Yeah.
Maybe this is a me thing. This is not a coffee pandemic thing.
You acknowledge your part.
Yeah. I'm a little scrambly.
It's not like you're sitting there, all right, making up times. 8:15, I get my coffee. 8:30, no. No.
No.
No.
I need to be a little bit better post-pandemic. With planning my time. However, I cannot be the only one who just wants a simple cup of coffee and then you go to the drive-through and it's like you're waiting in the middle of the street. It's wild.
And I've been running again.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm thirsty. And what happens is what I've noticed is when I drink water, I get bored drinking water.
Uh-huh.
So I want something else.
Yeah.
That's when on the way to work, I would stop at the Wawa.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a lot of hoops with the Wawa.
It's
my local Wawa. I don't want to speak for. So
yeah.
There's hoops with the Wawa to go grab what I want to grab real fast.
Yes.
And get in and get out.
That's what I mean.
So now I'm sitting here kind of dehydrated.
Yes.
And I'm not really drinking a lot of stuff during the show. And when in there, not at all, but in here. So then I get it.
Yeah, like, and I'm sure everybody has these little things right now that you took. A lot of it is I took it for granted the ability to do that, and I'll never do it again.
Yes.
The little things in life that you know you miss just from your regular routine.
Now that's a good segue back to the phones because these MLB owners
they're taking the players for granted.
Remember the word of the day: trust. Mike in Pottstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Mike?
Just want to give a perspective. I really haven't been following, the MLB and this whole situation that's going on. But,
yep.
You know, I was listening to the show and just kind of want to give a perspective from I'm a business owner and how 50% of the work doesn't necessarily equate to like 50% of the pay. It's not like that simple.
Real fast,
math.
Mike, are you a billionaire?
No, okay. But I rounded my numbers up to billion for an example.
Oh, no, go ahead.
So like just quick example is some like simple rounded math. So let's say a team brings in $1 billion revenue.
Yep.
$500 million goes to the players. $200 million goes to what are called fixed expenses. So okay. For like a baseball team, that might be like insurance, property tax, the mortgage,
okay.
Energy bill, stuff like that. Then $200 million goes to what's called a flexible expense. So fixed expense, you got to pay whether you have one game 100 games, what you gotta pay the fixed expense. Like, it's the charge. A flexible expense is a game by game expense. So that might be like a parking lot attendant, food, hourly staff.
Uh-huh.
If you do one, that changes according to the amount of work you do.
Gotcha.
So let's say $200 million goes to flexible expenses. So there's 500 to players, 200 to fixed, 200 to flexible. So $100 million's left over for the owner.
Uh-huh. Right,
so if they do half the season,
mm-hmm.
then they bring in $500 million. So the players get half of their salary, which is $250 million.
Mm-hmm.
The fixed expenses don't change because they still have to pay those. So that's $200 million. And then the flexible expenses might get cut in half. So that's $100 million. So they, if you're following my example, so they brought in $500 million with half a season.
I got you.
If they had $550 million of expenses, so the owners are losing $50 million because they have those underlying expenses.
I'll let you go with the whole thing. You left out some things there. One,
okay.
Those expenses are different for every single one of those teams.
Yeah.
One.
Yep.
Some teams would still turn a profit, but it would be less profit.
Yeah.
That's another thing. The owners have could help each other out because they already have a certain amount of revenue sharing in their league. And if they're going back to scratch, they can make some of the owners that are doing well help out some of the owners that are not, and not put the entire onus on the players. You follow mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And what baseball has done, and I let him have lay out his entire thing. And the other thing that's a problem is baseball doesn't open their books, so we don't know if they're lying. And I can tell you this, I don't trust them. Flat out, I do not trust them. Why are the books so secretive? Why would they be? Why? What reasonable reason would the books be private? And where the players can't know, hey, we're going to pay you 50% of the money. Okay, well, how much did you bring in? Don't worry about it. Well, we brought in $5. Well, can you show me? Nope. So here's your $250. Wait a minute, how do I know it wasn't $10? Maybe you should be giving me $5. Nope.
Trust me.
Just trust me, right?
And that's today's word.
Right, like, just, what? And that's the problem. But listen, good argument. And we also have to remember, though, pro sports are not the same as every business. Because many of these guys are going to make a lot of their money on the sale at the end. And they can't lose money that way. While every other thing, like that particular businessman that was just on the line, he could lose everything. Bad quarter, bad year, he can lose everything. Baseball can't. Baseball owners can't.
Right, whatever the Phillies are worth, the Phillies are worth.
Right, and if Mr. Middleton was, I don't wish it on him, was to fall on some hard times, 2 years from now, he'll sell that for a bunch of money, and some other rich guy with the billions, with the B, not the M, will come buy the team. Who knows? It might be Bezos with the T.
There you go.
Comes and buys that team from him, and he's sitting there flush with cash. Flush with cash.
That's right.
But no, by all means, just trust me that I only made $5 and here's your little cute little $250. Danny on the cell, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hi guys, how you doing?
What's up, Danny?
All right, so with this whole MLB thing, I put it into my own perspective.
Yes, sir.
The owner's asking the players to take like an 80% pay cut.
Yes, the good players. All the players are taking
the good players. Yeah. But I put that into my own life. So that'd be like my company asking me, like, hey, like, we're going to pay you $2 an hour, but we expect you to come into work and work just as hard as you usually do. And I find a big problem with that because I wouldn't even go. So I agree with the players.
See, and I try not. Thank you for saying that, Danny, because what happens is, though, you make, I hope, thousands of dollars, not hundreds. Thousands,
yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Thousands of dollars.
Right.
So because there's an M at the end, what we do is we decide. Now, no, we don't know that person's expenses, and I'm not talking about their personal
exactly.
expenses.
You don't know how much they pay for, like, their mortgage or, like, how, like,
or,
you know, what family they have.
Their family. That's the
exactly.
thing. Their family. Like, you don't know. And I'm not talking about their wife and kids. You don't know how many people that person may be paying for. And
exactly.
And again, I'm married to the math. I'm caping for the math. I'm not saying, oh, my goodness, if you make $10 million, and you have to make $2 million that you should. Oh, that's not what I'm saying is that if you make $10 million and after taxes, you bring in $5
million
and you spend $4 million and save one, but you have $4 million worth of expenses because of extended family and houses for everybody. Getting $2 million is not going to cut it because you got to, somebody's going to be homeless.
They're taking all the risk. They're sitting up in their press box, you know, like secluded from everything, and they're out there on the field around all a bunch of other people taking all the risk, which that makes no sense to me. The whole MLB, it just shows that it's corrupt, and this is why baseball is a dying sport in America.
That's a good point. And when it comes down to it, in my opinion, the owners are doing this much more than the players. The players are doing what anyone would do in a negotiation that they did not know they were going to have because they thought in March that this was done. They thought, all right, prorated, done. Turns out the prorated thing was not the truth. So 610-632-0975. We'll keep talking about this. Is everybody okay through that first hour? Everybody all right?
We're all right. Hanging in.
All right.
I'm much better.
As well, mainly checking on him. I know you're all right. Marathon man. Sprinting back. 610-632.
It's Keurigs, man. They work too slow.
They work too slow. It's a time thing. This is a time business. That's one thing that we'll get back, though. We'll have a sink at some point on this end so you can go back to the regular coffee pot and it would not take you long for the pour. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Mussinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic at NBC Sports Philadelphia.